Okay, reminder, there's two kinds of Torah. There's bank Torah and there's cash Torah. What is bank Torah, remember? Torah that's in your bank.
Yeah.
In your notes, in your files,
cash
in your computer.
In
you don't always, and if I ask you a question, it's in your bank, you say, listen, let me check my notes. Cash Torah is?
Pocket.
In your pocket. Which means, if I ask you, what's the sheet of the rush when it comes to, you know, why we have eight white strings, what do you say? Oh, right, Ellie.
Or to commemorate the cups.
Yeah, excellent job. Zeke Latreles. Good.
I can only hold so much cash in my small pocket.
Only so much cash. That's why you only have one sheet. We did a lot. This is the cash. You can hold a lot more than you think. Deep pockets.
Holy pockets.
What's the significance of Treles and Lavan?
Oh, I knew the storage drawer. I forgot.
What's the significance of the colors, Treles and Lavan?
Well, Lavan is like, you know what Lavan is, and Treles like
this. Yeah, let's do number one.
Good. That isn't, no, what I was just reviewing from our last review. Yeah. So, I would recommend, if you're a smart human being and you want to know, instead of just forgetting, go over once. When we leave camp, go over it again, both of our reviews. Okay?
Every day.
It'll really help.
No,
if you
want
to be every day, if you want to be just do it once, once is also good.
Could we grade a test?
What?
A test, you said that.
You want a grade? I'll give you a grade in a week.
Why
okay.
You want the
Pino? Okay, here we go. Today's cash tater. We're going to take this with us. It's going to be in our pockets. I'm going to find you in 4 months from now, wake up at 3 in the morning. How can Tzitzit be worn if there's a losa say that you cannot wear Shabbos? Answer?
I say, docha losa say.
Someone asks you on the street, give me an example of mitzvah say. It's docha losa say. What do you say?
Oh, yibum.
Tzitzis. Also,
yes.
Yibum.
Yes.
Great. Excellent job. Okay? It's good to write down these answers.
I haven't written notes since like sixth grade.
You shouldn't write them down. Everybody else should. Number two. Why were tzitzis commanded in such a way that it comes through... Yes, sir. Hold on. We're going to stay focused, and then at the end we'll have more questions. Why were tzitzis commanded in such a way that it comes through Isser?
Because
it's like the same thing about Mashiach. Like,
so,
yeah, like it's about like perseverance. Like through like the...
Give one answer.
Even though it may not seem like perfect and like Pasha.
Exactly. So we had a whole Mahalach, and this is also the answer for number four.
It's not like
that. The Jew, and this is going to be the answer to three, four, two, three, and four, and one. What's unique about the Jewish line of Mashiach is that it's dirty. It's meluchach. It seems to come from a place of adultery.
Forbidden
relationships. You have Lot and his daughters. You've got Rus from Moab. You've got David and Bathsheba. You've got David's mother and David's father, Rachav. Rachav's also involved in Tanakh.
Yeah, don't you say that David was like that? Don't you say that Yishai cheated on his wife? And
didn't really cheat. He thought he was cheating.
Rachav married Yeshua.
But really, it was David's actual mother.
Rachav married Yeshua.
Oh, it was like a Zona, but his mother dressed up.
Meaning he thought it was a maid,
was
but really she was just dressing up. It was pitch dark. She got pregnant. They thought she had adultery because everyone knew they weren't sleeping together anymore. And that's how David was born. So,
well, who knows if it's true?
There was
no paternity.
There was a whole mahalach we had about Mashiach. How it's like coming from a low place. But the beauty of Judaism is that we don't think that you have to be born from God to be Mashiach, right?
Yeah.
You can come from a low place and rise up from down. That's what Mashiach is coming from. Seemingly a very natural, not such a great place, but rising up. So too, the Jews' role in the world. We start from a place of sin, we're growing up, we don't do as many mitzvahs as we should, we're teenagers, we get older, we grow, and the Jews' journey towards Torah mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs. And when all the Jews are doing all the mitzvahs, that's messianic, that's guludin, that's redemption. So, tzitzis represents all the mitzvahs. And therefore, all the mitzvahs are the same mahalach of going from a place of, like, not so clean, towards the highest level of Geula, redemption. So that's why Davka Tzitzis comes through Isser of Shatnez, and then you can actually do it. Cool Mahalach? Nice, right? It's nice? Nice Mahalach.
Yes.
Fine. That's the answer number two. That's the answer number three, and that's the answer number four. Number five. Define Ksus Laila. According to the Rambam.
Either nighttime clothing or the coming of the light.
Oh, no. Rambam is when, and the Rosh says it's Kiyamah.
See, more exact in the language. Rambam says, Ksus Laila means clothing worn davka at night. Meaning, when you are wearing it, which means nighttime is not the time for tzitzis, no matter what you wear. According to the Rosh, Ksus Laila means?
When the sun is wearing clothing.
No, According to the Rush, it's clothing, it's specific night clothing. Which means, according to the Rush, if you wear night clothes during the day, right. And according to the Rambam, if you are wearing daytime clothes at night,
Patzer.
Right,
so according to the Rush, you're wearing daytime clothes at night.
According to the Rush, it's about the clothing.
So if you're wearing daytime clothes at night,
Rechayev, right. And according to the Ritva,
it's both. Ritva's super mega.
What?
Rambam is
about time. For Rambam, it's all about the time. For the Rush, it's all about the actual article of clothing. Now, comes the Ritva, meaning timing, comes the Ritva and says, it's kind of a fusion. It's really about the baguette. It's really about the clothing you're wearing. And therefore, just like the Rush, if you're wearing nighttime clothing, you're potter. But it even takes it one step further, that even if you're wearing daytime clothes at night, which you said you'd be chayav, Ritva says you're pater also. You're pater. That's what Pascha. Ritva says you're pater if you're wearing daytime clothes at night, just because Lila is not the time for tzitzis.
What do you say for our party, say?
Hold on. Go in order here, my friend. So, what do we paskin at the end of this, because we're between the Rambam and the Rush. We don't really paskin the Ritva, but we paskin like both, which means we always wear tzitzis day and night, because the Rush says you wear tzitzis on your clothing, and we usually wear regular clothes at night. But we don't make a bracha at night. Why? Because of the Rambam. No. The Rambam says you're not chayav at night, therefore we don't. Okay. Should you wear tzitzis at night?
Yes.
Yes. Like really?
Unless you're like going to sleep. I'll pray and come home with the Arizal.
Whatever you want.
Whatever you want, bro. Like if you want to do it, do it. No, not.
Excellent.
Number six.
Because
according to the Rush, like you're still chayav at night.
We
are machmir for both, so we should wear it at night, but you don't make a bracha on the night.
In a dark cave.
You should have holy places like the Holocaust.
No, I said.
Both.
Like basically, we went to the Arizal mikvah, Kukol, and Seb.
What'd you do?
And he's like, felt like the Holocaust.
I know, not like that. I mean, like. You're in like a dark room and you're lined up.
It's okay to make a weird comment.
That was not dark.
Like it's okay to say that.
It's totally light.
Like it's like a funny comment, but it's okay to make. It's not us to make an interesting comment. Okay, here we go. Number six.
And Kenny rubbed his butt on me.
Alright, here we go.
It made it so
in what situation would you be
chayav? You're scared to go in with another person, so it was like, Kenny, come with me.
No, you jumped in. I went in. I was totally fine going by myself.
You're such a liar. Now you're lying.
No way.
It's
crazy. Like, jumped in.
Now you're cool to lie. You're like, they were going by twos, and you let someone cut you, so you go with me.
Alright, ladies.
You wanted me to go with you.
No.
Number six. In what situation would you be chayav to wear tzitzis at night?
According to
who? Well, Axe, give me one.
If you're wearing regular clothes at night.
Right, according to the Rush, if you're wearing regular clothes at night. And this is the wild, wacky sheet of the Sefer HaPardes, where he says that if there's light on, you're chayav in tzitzis. Oh, yeah. Why?
Yeah, but I like doma at night.
Why?
Burisimosa,
excellent. You can see it at night, you can see it even though there's light on, right? Extra credit points. Where did he get that from? The idea that Basedin might be able to be open at night if there's light on also. That's where it comes from. Passing like that? We do not pass like that. But it's interesting. It's one of the wackier sheets. This is interesting to know. Why don't women wear tzitzis? Everyone together? Mitzvah saseh
shazma.
Excellent. Okay, can they if they want to? Yes. Now remember this, we saw Shua from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe said, of course they can. What's the reason? How can they?
If it
becomes like a normal thing.
If it's L'Shem Shemayim, but you're also right. If it becomes normal. But if it's L'Shem Shemayim, says Rav Moshe, it's okay if they wear it. How do they wear it? How do they wear it though?
It's in it
privately. Why privately?
It's not. What's the word? I don't know.
Europe. Because it could be seen as Europe. You're not chayav. Unless you're still doing it.
Every woman wears it.
Unless, as Rav Zalman says, if everyone's doing it, then it's not as much Europe, and it can be done.
Europe.
So if everyone just started doing it, it'll be
I tell you, interesting, Lisa. I was in the girls' HC getting a golf cart to do laundry a few days ago, maybe last week, and a girl comes in saying, "Tonight it's dress up night, and we're supposed to dress up like the boys. Is that okay if we wear tzitzis?" So, having known the sugya, being honest, I said, listen, Lamaisa, like, you could wear tzitzis, like,
Anyways.
And I got blasted by a division head. What are you, crazy? Women can't wear scissors.
No way.
That was a good story.
You should the opposite.
Woman, I was like, you know what? Like, you're right.
A girl division head said that?
What's the deal with a four-corner garment and a costume?
Ask me after. Sit focused, sir.
Oh, it depends on purpose.
Which women famously wore tzitzis?
Michal
Bashol. Devora was possibly a shofet. Is that something else?
Michal Bashol.
Michal Bashol, Shaul's daughter Michal. Could have been Rashi's daughter, if you're right to film. Yeah. Maybe it worked out also.
Rashi, like,
the Kuznetzer Magid's mother or wife, I don't remember which one he said.
And the people in the Gemara.
And Rabbi Yehuda's family.
Not gonna lie.
And Rabbi Yehuda's daughters.
That's like so, like,
women's ass. So what?
It's just unappealing.
What if they're womanly tzitzis, like this thing I showed you from the Reform ladies?
Oh, yeah.
That's probably appealing. You just haven't seen it yet. Okay. What are
the
options?
Reform ladies have
Sorry. Should you wear tzitzis?
Yes.
Why?
It says in the Torah.
Protections.
Kirtan Sarai, Marisa Mos, a lot of answers. Will Hashem punish you when he's angry for not wearing tzitzis?
Yes.
No. Probably not. That's Tosas and Erechim. Because Tosas and Erechim says... Tosin Erekin said, it's a bit of a say, it's not a merit. He says,
Shevaltase.
You're not doing it.
See,
that's the same thing. The Gemara says, if Katina got in trouble, right, for not, the Malach said, you're going to be punished when Hashem's mad. But, the Tosin Erekin said, that might have only been true when everyone's wearing four-corner garments, and to not wear one, you need to dafka avoid it by not wearing four-corner garments. Us, it's not common. No, none of our shirts are like happen to be four corners, so we're not avoiding the mitzvah dafka. So maybe we're not going to get punished in those times. Still, obviously, you should wear tzitzis. Yes,
we're about to a mitzvah.
It's not good to not wear tzitzis, but that Gemara of Bisman Dika Rizqa, Hashem's going to punish you.
But
that's not necessarily
logically. We're about to a mitzvah, then that is wrong.
But
we punished for that.
That's Tosa. I'm saying that's Tosa's narrative. That's Tosa's narrative response. You're not being mavato. You're not doing a mitzvah.
Yeah.
What was last thing you sheared a sheep? You give raises like gauges. Why don't you go buy a sheep? It's the same thing.
Buy a sheep. No, it's not.
You can't.
Why not?
Go to eBay.
Why don't you buy a field and plow it so you can do like a shekel
pay? I don't have a means to buy a field.
Do it. Buy a little field.
I don't have a means to buy a little
go field. Go build a house and buy a mine. So, that's a bit. By the way, I don't know if I said this in general. The Gra did all these things. The Gra was very into getting obscure mitzvahs. So he would buy a sheep so that he can shear it so that he can give raises like gauges.
On eBay?
It's a cool thing.
What's the mitzvah?
Raises like gauges, like shearing the first sheep and giving it. Or it's like
the first of the gauges.
It's like a very obscure mitzvah. Which like, it's the first. It's like an interesting mitzvah.
He's the first gauge.
Do you have to go? Okay. I make you 100% outside. I send him my nitzis.
Go.
So, anyways, that is how we deal with this. You don't have to. You should. Yes. There's a lot of reasons to. Now, number 10. What are the options for what bracha you make on tzitzis? And explain the reason behind each one. Let me say it very clearly. We're not talking about putting on a tzitzis, I'm about tzitzis. So, A is from the Bavli. This is what we do. Very clear. We say al mitzvahs tzitzis, or this atef, whatever, either one.
No, it's creative.
But second, why? Because it's a chovas agavra, is how we paskin. The tzitzis is a chov on you to wear. So it's al mitzvahs, you're putting on a pair of tzitzis. According to the Yerushalmi, which disagrees... Yerushalmi says the mitzvah is al asiyas tzitzis, tying the tzitzis, making them. Why? Because the mitzvah tzitzis is on the beged. It's a chovas a beged. So it's chovas a gavra says the Bavli, chovas a beged says the Yerushalmi. Okay, good. It's an important machlokes. Okay.
This is
number 11. What are the reasons to wear your tzitzis out? You all know, cacophony of answers. Barisimo, so Shmira Merached, you're supposed to see them. Mechule. Tomayandu, Lakia, remind you of everything. Of course, you should see your tzitzis. That's part of the reason of wearing them. Why should you wear them in?
But it's internal thing to do on a shop.
That's an answer we gave in Shir, right? Because maybe it's private. What? It could be Yura from Mari Bruno from the 1500s Ashkenazic. Rav, Mari Bruno, Ashkenazi Germany.
Didn't we see also in Halachot 4.7.12 that the Rav Aharon Soloveitchik,
Soloveitchik?
Yeah, he had the word.
He says maybe wear an in because you're amongst non-Jews. We saw that also from the Magen Avraham.
Yep.
Do not forget the language of the Mishnah Brura,
who
blasted anybody who wears their tzitzis inside. It's mevazeh the mitzvah.
Yes, I agree.
Mishnah Brura, where is it? It's Simin Yud Aleph. Sifkot Chav Hey, Mishnah Brura says. Fire. You don't get to see Mishnah Brura that angry.
would.
It's time for everything. It's time for everything. It's okay to get angry sometimes. Okay, 13. Wait, we missed one more answer. That according to the Arizal, this is still number 12. According to the Arizal, you're supposed to wear your tzitzis inside because there's something called a tikkun hachitzoni, which is the external involvement in fixing the world. And then there's a tikkun pnimi, the internal involvement. And your talis gadol is your external tikkun. Talis katan is supposed to be inside, not outside. So it's your internal stuff. Now, this is the next question. Number 13, what does it mean your tzitzis are supposed to be inside? Your strings or your beged? So Sfardin gave, let me see your tzitzis. Are they inside?
They're all the way inside.
It's right. Weird to have your tzitzis inside.
So Sfardin, where their tzitzis tucked in? Hasidim do not. Rav Yaakov Hillel
They
both follow the Arizal.
Arizal says inside.
He says inside, but what is inside? So according to the Sfardim,
don't follow the Arizal.
According to the Sfardim, everything's on the inside. Yeah, because they always wear their coat or a vest over it. They do. So every once in a while, they take it off.
So why do they wear that? What are they wearing?
Okay, not for now. But
why, are they wearing undershirt under their white shirt?
Like Gafkas? Yeah, they wear undershirt. Each one undershirt. Yeah.
They wear undershirt. So then, why don't they wear this under the white shirt?
They have even sheet that's supposed to be outside, looking more of a uniform.
But then
inside, outside. Okay, good question. Good question. But according to Yaakov Hillel and also the Pinin Halacha says a very similar approach. That when the Arizal said that your tzitzis should be on the inside, he's talking about the beged. How do you know? Because when he said that, everybody wore these robes, and when you're wearing a robe, you can still see the strings. Like when Hasidim wear their coats, you can still see the strings because it's open. When they sit down, you can always see it. And you know the Arizal also says that you're supposed to see your strings all the time. Always be looking at your tzitzis. How could you do that if it's always tucked in? So he says, must be that the Arizal said it's supposed to be inside. It's only talking about the beged, not the strings. So according to Yaakov Hillel, it's a big makobo, it's accepted, it's a big deal. He says even Sephardim should really wear their strings out as well. Now, should you change your minhag if you're Sephardi? Be careful. Sephardim raids minhagim, I wouldn't change from that. But you should ask your rav. Okay, number 14. Quick deep breath. Okay, what are three key takeaways from the story of the tzitzis in the zona? Pashup shah, takeaway number one, tzitzis saves you from sin. Tzalom minachet. Nice and easy. Takeaway number two, let's remember that when he got back to his yeshiva, he ultimately got to marry the girl he almost used as a prostitute. And we're learning about this idea that tzitzis, which represents all the mitzvos, is not meant to hold us back from appreciating the world and getting involved in the world, but...
It's a prostitute.
But... Tzitzis show, and the mitzvot show us how to live. This is how you eat delicious ice cream. This is how you get a beautiful woman. With all the hidurim, all the beds, everything came with.
The chicks did.
And he was zocheh for everything.
Buy it for 200 zuzim.
Right? So that's message number two from the story. Because he ultimately got it all anyways. Everything he wanted in the first place, he ended up getting. But in a Torah way. That's level two. Level three, Carmelo Anthony. Level three is we learn about this story, a mahalach and avodas Hashem, called Hachnar Hakara Havdalan Hamtaka from the Baal Shem Tov. That when you want to fix any relationship with anything in the world that you have, you first need to recognize what is my relationship with this. Maybe this is unhealthy. He realized, oh my gosh, my relationship with women is not supposed to be like prostitution. Smacked in the face by his tzitzis. Then, Abdullah, he separates, he runs away. Goes home, and then Abdullah's sweetened at the end when they're able to get married in the right way. So to your relationship, let's say, with, we said, eating. You eat way too much, you eat like a behemoth, so for a week, stop eating fancy food, eat canned tuna for a week. Separate totally, and then figure out how to be mamtik and sweeten it. Three deep messages, yeah? Okay. Good. Five more. Is it permitted to remove the strings from your beged? Rav?
No.
No. Shmuel?
Yes.
When? According to Shmuel. When can you?
That's our
A. From beged to beged. That's pashit. That's just pshat. From beged to beged. What does Tosa say?
Tosa said from beged to beged. It has to be.
Right. Beged to beged. It has to be. Okay.
A
and.
New beged, right?
Yeah. No.
Specifically in
the... Right, right, exactly, right. No, it's not different, but remember, Rashi and Tosfos explain different reasons. According to Tosfos, it was a Bizayo. No, Rashi. According to Rashi, it's a Bizayo, am I correct?
According
to Tosfos, it's Mevatel a Mitzvah, you're breaking a Mitzvah in half by removing the strings. Right, and then we just mentioned two more things. When would it be mutter? If you're getting nicer strings, you're getting a nicer beged. If you're selling it to a non-Jew, or if the talis was owned by someone who died, then you're going to cut off the strings.
Wait, I did not follow you.
What does the Levush say?
The Levush says if you are putting on nicer strings, it's permitted to take off the old ones. And the Magen Avraham says if some of them are ripped, you can switch them. Right, the Gemara Menachos says if you're selling to a non-Jew, you can. Tosin Shabbos Lachabay says if a talis is owned by a dead man, you can cut off the strings. Interesting.
Wait, what does Tosin say?
Which one?
Why you could.
What? The reason
the book says nicer strings, and
Tosin Shabbos says that the guy died. Tosin in our Gemara says you can't because of Mevatel Mitzvah, but there's a reason to do it, and it's not a problem. Okay.
Yeah, so four more. New baguette a reason?
What was
Rashi? Rashi said it's Mevaza. You're Mevaza Mitzvahs? And Tosin said you're Mevata.
No, but then how in the world are you allowed to?
We'll talk about that after, because we just explained it. Number 16. We'll go over it after. It was like the whole shiur. So
that's it.
Gotta move. 16. How is tzitzis similar to mezuzah? You can't just take them off. No, no, you can't just take them off.
Yeah, you can't take them off.
You can't take them off unless there's a very specific reason that you're able to. It's like becomes part of the house or part of the beged, and like now you have to have a real reason to be able to remove them. One more thing we didn't mention is how's it similar? Gemara Megillah Beis. Anyone who has tzitzis on his body and a mezuzah on his doorpost. And tefillin on his arm is going to help him from sinning. Right, so that's also similarity. 17. This one is to be answered by all of you. Is it permitted to have a girlfriend?
Yes.
If yes, can she tie your tzitzis for you?
Yes.
Yes. Is it best? It's not the best, but it's not bad. It's not even equal. It's like solid. It's okay. Right. That was the Shekhinah from Mach.
It's like Bidiyavet.
It's okay. It's not even Bidiyavet. It's like a little better than Bidiyavet. Like it's fine. If you want to be like a machmir, then you should have only men. But it's totally fine.
Only men? Is that usher?
That's the Ramah says. Yes.
Isn't that usher?
What?
Isn't usher to have an only man boyfriend? What?
No.
Shochanah says it's fine to have one. Ramah says it's fine.
Have a girlfriend.
When did we do this? Yesterday.
The girl. That was the we had like a rolling 2.5 hour morning seder, which ended up being like a shir at the end. Day one of Color War was very strong. Full attendance. Day two of Color War was, I'd say, not as strong.
Yeah, it wasn't 4-9-4.
Because then Color War was in full strength. Day one, like, I have no responsibilities. I'm just calling. It's like,
yeah, that night was
what?
4:30.
Wow. Okay, here we go. Number 18. What are three ways the Beis Hamikdash, this is yesterday's shir. What are three ways the Beis Hamikdash is referred to? How does each, what does each one mean? Beis Hamikdash is referred to as a
Har.
Har, mountain, sadeh, field, and a bias, a house.
Or
a bias. A har, we said, is the basic midrash, is something clarity. Because you look out around, you can see far, you can see clearly. Sadeh is a place of sifting, of working the land, which means that the basic midrash is also a place of uplifting the sparks and taking an animal, the most lowly thing, and raising it to avodas Hashem, to teach us that lesson.
What's it called? Something nitzotzos?
Beror nitzotzos.
Nitzotzos.
Wait,
so clarity, working.
And then bias is a place where you belong, where you're peaceful, where you know your role. Shalva. That's the three, and that's Hashem's home. That's what a Jew feels when he goes to the Beis Hamikdash. Excellent. Number 19. Why is it so important to have a Rebbe?
They got to help us find our through our Tachyon.
Excellent. Both answers are right, so you have to know how to do Pesach, but also it's very important, like Jacob was saying, because your Rebbe is supposed to remind you what is your purpose in the world to serve Hashem. Better if he can tell you a little more specific, helpful. A lot of times you got to figure out yourself, but the Rebbe's goal, every time you see your Rebbe, you got to remind him, my mission in the world is to serve Hashem. That's one of the most important parts of having a Rebbe. Number 20, give an example of a healthy derech halimut, meaning how do we learn?
With the Rebbe.
Let's remind him, if you thought about this, we first are approaching the study, we look at the Gemara, we read it. What do we look next? Rashi. Tosfos. Next. Rambam. Okay, what else?
Rashi.
Before Shulchan Aruch, we would like to look at a little bunch of other Rishonim around if we can. Eventually, at the end of the day, we want to be looking at Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, Mishnah Berurah. That's great.
Rambam.
We said Rambam. We said Rambam already.
Rambam
is after Tosfos. First, you stay on the page. You can look in the Rif, Marshal, Zagadato, excellent, but also remember to think between steps. You read the Gemara, think. Then read Rashi. Then read Tosfos. Then think. And then, you know, try to always think, how would I paskin if I was reading this? And then, Chazorah. Chazorah because mastery breeds motivation.
Motivation and
breeds mastery.
Happiness.
And happiness. And motivation means happiness.
Practice makes perfect.
Excellent job.
Does motivation really mean happiness?
It usually is a big factor in happiness, if you're motivated. Usually people that are very depressed are very non-motivated. They usually come hand in hand and it's sad.
Or you're motivated and then you screw up and then you're really depressed.
And then you become sad.
Yeah, but that's because you were motivated and you screwed up.
And then you got unmotivated. Okay, extra credit. Excellent job so far. Here we go. What did the Baal Shem Tov say about the holiness of the Marsha?
So he could bring Mashiach.
Close, no.
I brought them together could bring Mashiach.
That's Or HaChaim.
What's Or HaChaim?
I remember that.
Yeah,
I
right? Yeah,
I remember that.
Says the Baal Shem, if people knew the holiness of the Marsha, they would walk to his kever and lick the dirt on his grave.
What did the Baal Shem Tov say about that?
And if people would lick the dirt on his grave, they know how holy he was.
People would lick the
dirt on his grave. Number two.
You like that one, is it?
Which halacha that we learned might change in the times of Mashiach and why?
Women
might start wearing tzitzis. Why? Because?
Oh, because it's going to be day all at all times. Because
the Nabi says, Laila Kayom Ya'ir. Wow. The night will light up like the day. Which means it's always going to be sunny, whatever exactly that means. That's why we said might.
It's not as well.
And therefore, women are always going to be fine. What?
How do you know? What do you know?
It literally says that.
The moon is going to become big again.
We'll see. The moon is going to become big. The light will be all the time. And therefore, right? You're always going to have...
There's like a metaphor or something.
It could be metaphor. That's just who it might. But then it will be chayav always, and it will be my girl, and it will be chayav.
What
is the significance of storage wars?
We did in the canteen when we were by the canteen, and we had and the girls were playing music on during the 3 weeks. Are we really upset?
What is
storage wars, or what's the importance of it?
What's the importance of storage wars? Ezra, what's it up?
Honestly, I forgot.
What's the importance of storage wars?
I remember what we were talking about.
Ezra, I'll go over it after you. Let's take a hold on. What's the significance of storage wars? We said in storage wars, if you buy a container...
Oh, I think you buy something like buying toys. It's like you learn into a sugya and like you figure out all the depths, the inner depths of the curtains.
Pretty good. When you buy a storage box, you can only get what's inside if you know where to look. If you open up the compartments, then you'll get what's inside. But if you don't open the compartments, you'll never get what's inside. So too, when you're learning, asking the right questions means opening the compartment doors. If you learn a sugya, don't ask a question on it. You're not going to get anything but the words in the Gemara. If you ask the right question, you know, oh, what does it mean, ksus laila? It's ambiguous. Let me look in the Rishonim. Bang, now you know two shittas. That's the significance of storage wars. It's created by Hashem for us to understand how to learn. Number four. Which Torah idea made you smile most this summer?
That's a hard one.
Jake?
Mouth very quick. For me, it was Rav Shua with Tchelas and Lava. I did a lot.
The white and blue thing.
Yeah.
Very
nice. Rav.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was the Rav and Rav Sada.
I really enjoyed that one.
That was a really nice combo.
That one really made me smile.
Awesome. Okay. Yes.
Story of the Zona.
Story of the Zona.
Yeah. You know, just leave
that. Awesome. Game. Also the Zona, Meister.
I wrote that down and then I raised
the story. All these, like,
what do you say?
I wrote mine down right away.
What made you smile the most?
The story that the two Rabbanim said that they would bring Mashiach together, and there's a machlokas between Ezra and
Arya. No.
Anything that had to do with the Ruach.
Anything he likes the Ritz Mashita in Ksus Laila. Excellent. Everybody go and Ezra. Yeah.
Rashi about the Dula. And how this brings you up.
Oh, that Shita.
Like Mashiach.
The Shita about Aseidah Chalosa say. About why it comes to like that, you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
The first thing on the list.
Beautiful. What could we have done better this summer?
Nothing.
Learn better.
More food.
What else? Come this year first month. What else?
That's it.
That's it.
Everything else is really good.
What else could we have done better?
review.
Review. Well, we reviewed twice. This is a pretty heavy review.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, review on your own time.
Review on your own time. Okay.
No time.
Look, listen, special guest.
Come to morning.
Thursday night.
I remember what special guest was like.
Thursday night matzahs. Okay.
Friday night. Friday night.
Come to morning seder. Consistency.
Okay.
Over. Well, think of anything else, let me know.
So next year, you and Zach will come back.
Maybe more.
I can't confirm anything.
More outside of seder, sheer options, like mustard and stuff like that.
More outside of the schedule options. I hear that, like a chabura afternoon. Well, you don't have any free time, I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yes, I do.
You didn't tell me, okay, that's it.
Okay, excellent.
We should take advantage of Hana. Hana's
so
awesome. Now we know. You know for next year. Number six. List as many
Hagamim
Arizal as you can.
Oh,
that's awesome. Sitzis all the time. Mikvah, day and night. What else? Go to the mikvah, okay? Yeah.
That's not Sitzis.
Right.
It says,
wear your strings inside. Maybe your strings outside, but at least you're begging on the inside. What else? Yeah. Give me one more.
Maybe you should read the sheet.
Give me at least one more. Meaning of the Arizal.
Oh, the strings, the way he ties them, he goes...
A tie, great. Okay, awesome, the way he ties them. What else? Unfortunately, Josh isn't here, but he does one of them.
The sleeve.
Just the sleeve. All the time.
Well, no, because there's one just to wear at night. I have to always wear at night.
It's the sleeve, though.
Also, one more.
Yeah,
always stare at them.
Always
look at tzitzis as much as you can. Meaning,
oh, and my favorite one, tzitzis. Sadik, Yafid, Sisioso, Tongue.
Sadik, Yafid. Always make sure your tzitzis are separate. Each string is by itself, not together. Okay, great job on the Chazura. We just went through a lot. This is your cash. Go over this. Make sure you know it. I'm going to wake you up at 5 in the morning one day, somewhere in the future, and ask you all these shittas. Chaz above. I've got my cash Torah written up. Seriously, I think this is very important stuff. Very important stuff.
We do it
well. Yeah, I'll go over that with you in a second. And then tomorrow, the finale shear. Bring your seatbelts.
So nervous.
Sunday, I don't know what Sunday's going to be, but it's smarter to end the right way, and then if there's more time, we'll do something else.
I have a
then to not belt. End. And
Sunday will
unless end the
I haven't done it.
MLP
you go to the Mikko? Oh, Friday Mikko.
Oh, can we go to
I'll be at the Mikko on Friday.
Can we go to a gazebo? I haven't gone all summer, except the Washington.
Just go walk in.
So it's